No, seriously, what a day. It's good to get out. I mean, beautiful weather, isn't it? But the intensity is ratcheting up a little bit. Guys are battling, and that's what you're looking to see. I love when it's uncomfortable for the quarterback because that's when the quarterback's got to make good plays. It's when things are off schedule and things are not going as well. That's when you find out. That's the making of quarterbacks and makings of football teams. But again, this is rookie minicamp. Guys are working hard. They're learning a lot of different schemes offensively, defensively, and special teams. I think, as I said yesterday, I see the talent. It's so apparent in the things we do, the guys we have here, how they play, how they conduct themselves. And it's exciting, to get this group with the rest of our team will be fun. But as I said, nothing's changed. We've got a ways to go, and we'll keep working at it. Yeah, it's unfortunate. He'll be out for a while, significant time, and so we'll deal with it accordingly. But his spirits are high. He understands it. He understands what he's dealing with, and he's already started to the process of getting his mind beyond that so he can get himself back as soon as he can.
It happened yesterday?
Yeah. Late in practice, yeah. It was nothing. I mean, it wasn't a collision or anything like that. Those things just kind of happen, so it's part of it.
Is that a surgery? Is that something that will require a surgery?
It potentially could. We'll see exactly where that all is here today.
Could it cost him the whole season?
Hopefully not. Again, once we know exactly how, how significant it is, we'll kind of go from there.
Coach Jabril is out there on the field today.
Mm-hmm.
First impression?
Oh, man, he's a football player. I like Jabril. He is he's why we put what you saw is why we put him on the team. He's the energy bunny. He likes playing the game. He likes to be around the football, likes to be in the mix of it all. And those are the kind of guys that we've put on this team. And, again, I'm excited about that.
Can we assume how excited Chris Tabor was when you guys
drafted
him?
Oh, yeah, that was true. I'm sure you guys saw that. That was true.
I mean, when you see that, you think this is a guy you're really going to have involved in the return game. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. I think that goes without saying. I mean, the guy has potential to be very dynamic that way. So we're going to give him an opportunity to be that.
How much more did you put on Deshaun's plate day two?
A ton.
Yeah. How do you handle it?
He handled it okay because I got to see how much he can handle. How much can he learn overnight in the morning to go back out and do it at a high level? That's the challenge of playing quarterback, as I said yesterday. And so I thought there were some steps in the positive. There were some steps that he got to continue to work at. But that's the evolution of a quarterback, of a young quarterback, as they start out.
When we see you jumping in and, in between the throws and you're coaching him up and pointing things out, what are you seeing in these 2 days from him as far as from a coachability standpoint and also how he's adjusting to the instruction that you're giving him?
He takes coaching. He takes coaching well. I'm not babying him, that's for sure. So, because the other teams won't baby him neither. So he's just got to get used to it, and I think he has. I think he's been outstanding that way, and he gets it. But again, he knows that my charge for him is a consistency level at a high level all the time. And that's not going to happen in 2 days. I don't expect it to happen in 2 days. How long it's going to take, I don't know that. But I know we're going to do everything we can to get him there.
How will you work the reps with the quarterbacks once they're all veterans in?
They'll all get reps. Obviously, Cody will start this out. He deserves the opportunity to. And, Brock's here and Kevin does too. But this young man's going to get reps. I mean, the only way he's going to get better is to get reps. So I'll find a way. I've been through this before a few times. So we'll get these guys reps, and he has to take some because I got to continue to evaluate him.
Have any of these tryout receivers caught your eye?
They have because they try hard. But I got to watch them a little more, find out a little bit more about them to know and see if they have a chance to stick up here and really can contribute to our team.
Are you worried about that position? I mean, it seems to me like it's really thin.
I'm worried about everything. I'm being very honest.
Specifically that. I mean, you didn't draft anybody. You didn't sign any.
Well, we drafted five guys a year ago, and so we got to develop them. And I think we have a really good coach coaching them. There's some guys that need to step up, but again, this is rookie minicamp. The season's a long ways away. A lot of things are going to happen and can happen. So I don't think Sashi has said that this is our ending team. Like he said a long time ago, we're always trying to uncover every opportunity we can to make our team better. And I think we'll continue to do that as we move forward.
We've asked you a lot about Miles here early, but what are you seeing from Ogunjobi?
First, I'm going to take that mouse question again. Did you see that guy come off the edge one time today? Holy smoke. Oh, my gosh. But no, Ogunjobi, he's a physical presence on the inside. You know, I like our young guys. I love our young D linemen. You know, him and Brantley and obviously Miles. I mean, those guys, they're talented players, you know, and so it's competition. You know, so guys got to step it up all over the place. But these guys got to keep proving themselves each and every day.
Were you afraid that Miles was going to take Deshaun out there for a second when he came around?
I would hope he wouldn't do that. But, no, he's, I mean, again, a guy has flashed, you know, and shown exactly why he was drafted where he was drafted. You know, and what we have to do is continue to let him be who he is and play the way we think he can. And but it's exciting to see. You know, I haven't been around a lot of guys like him. So it's fun.
Would you like to see a veteran receiver added to that group?
I like to see us be the best we can be at every spot on our football team. Be very honest with you. I don't shy away from that. I don't think Sashi does. Our executive team doesn't either. Like I said, I think the season's a ways away. I think we'll do and add more pieces to our team as we see fit. We'll have those discussions. Sashi's been great that way. So something we need and something we feel like is going to help us be better, we'll do that as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning, it really kind of seemed like it was more about the second-round pick and not about the quarterback. But as we've gone along here and talked to you a number of times and talked to Sashi, it seems like Brock has become more and more part of the mix. Where does he stand, you know, with you and heading into these offseason?
He's competing. You know, Mary Kay, he's here. And I said from the beginning, if a guy's in our locker room, we don't treat him like any of our other players. And I think that's the right way to handle it and give him an opportunity to compete and see what they bring to the table. You know, I think in this league we all know you can't have enough good quarterbacks, mm-hmm. enough guys to train at the position. You never know how it's going to unfold, and things do happen. But he's competing. He's done a good job. He's been great in the room with the guys. He's been as good a person in the building. So we're going to continue to allow him to do that and see what he has to show for us and kind of go from there.
A couple more.
Matt Days was next to last pick of the draft. I've seen him out there a little bit today. He said kind of has a little chip on his shoulder. You seen that a little bit out
of him? Oh, yeah. I mean, he wanted to go earlier. You know, those things happen. So hopefully he keeps that chip all season, and he'll show us why we drafted him. And that's what this is all about. Hopefully a lot of our guys have chips on our shoulders. There was a year ago that none of us feel good about. So we'll all kind of keep those chips going.
We know Crow signed his tender. Has he been mm-hmm. back for workouts?
The veterans are not here yet. So I can't answer that until our guys are all back here and working out starting tomorrow.
Is it good? I mean, happy that's over with, though?
That part of it I am. Yeah, now we need to get the football, you know, as fast as we can.
Quick follow-up on Brock. You mentioned that Cody will kind of start you out. Mm-hmm. Do you think by virtue of Brock's experience in the league, he'd kind of be number two sort of right now?
You know, Merrick, I don't look at it that way. I think Brock is learning our system, learning the things that we do at the position. I think the other guys have done it. You know, they've been through the process with me and understand how to play. That doesn't mean that he can't have an opportunity to you know, exceed or succeed anybody. I mean, this thing's open. You know, it really is. But Cody has done a great job, and that's the reason why I brought his name up first. He's really improved. He's worked his tail off, and he deserves the right and the opportunity to walk in this building and walk out there first, you know. And they got to take it from him. You know, they better take it from him because I know him. He's not going to give it up. You know, so it'll be fun. That's what competition's all about, you know. And so until someone takes something from someone and show that they can do it at a high level, play in and play out, you know, we got to keep going in the direction where we're traveling.
And does that stand for mostly the OTAs that will be out here watching, or are you talking about, like, a mandatory mini camp Cody's going to be?
Well, I think it starts in the OTAs. You know, I think we'll let, you know, the mandatory mini camp, you know, show itself when it's time to get there. You know, we have a lot of work as a football team, as an offensive unit, as a quarterback room to get to the mini camp. So we're just going to let it all sort itself out, but give guys opportunities to showcase their talent and ability.
Coach David Njoku, what are your impressions so far?
I like him, but he's got to play consistently every play. You know, he's taking a lot of snaps out there. In fairness to the guys, you know, we didn't have the numbers at tight end, so I know he's a little tired. But it gives me a chance to love on him in a different way, you know, push him a little bit. And that's just what this is. You know, guys You got to understand rather than it gets like that in the game. Sometimes you start with 53 for a game, I mean for a season, and we don't have that many even at the game, you know. So you got to be able to push through it. And he did, and he's talented.
A fourth round pick is a pretty high pick, and I know you guys need as many good cornerbacks as you can.
Mm-hmm.
How do you characterize that? Is that a pretty significant blow?
Absolutely. Anytime you lose a player that you drafted and, you know, the first day when you're trying to see what he is and how he can contribute, that's hard. So, again, I lean on Sash. You know, he'll go back and we'll look at ways and explore ways to get our team better in that area. So I feel good about that. But I feel bad for the player because he had worked hard and was excited about being out there.